In this topic, I will first show you the inside of the printer in detail, HP DeskJet D1360, and then I will show you how to use its parts with Arduino. I will specify the pinout of the encoder from the inside, write the code to determine the position of the carriage using the encoder, and of course, drive its DC motor with the help of an additional H-bridge module. The end result of the work will be my own Arduino sketch to position the carriage of this printer at the position we want. HP DeskJet D1360 printer teardown. I received this printer in bulk, without a power supply. I just saved it from electro waste. Printer from below. Nameplate. To get inside, we will need a Torx, so-called hex star, screwdriver, such as Torx screwdriver tip, source Wikipedia. I also prepared this. Often, the printer cover must be opened to expose the screws. The screws are on both sides of the case, front and back. After unscrewing the top cover, you can already look inside the printer. Inside, we can see the moving mechanism of the carriage with two ink containers, which move along with it. Interestingly, this mechanism is based on a regular DC motor, not a stepper motor. At this point, you can't see it yet, but you can easily see it after dismantling the whole thing. There are only two wires going to the motor. The motor itself and the mechanism of the carriage are also screwed with Torx screws. The printer determines the position of the carriage based on the encoder. Here, this encoder is double. It has one diode and two phototransistors, but more on that later, which counts color jumps on the foil strip. Now, I will show these stripes up close. I had to use better lighting and background, white sheet of paper, to take this photo. Here's a foil strip, so-called encoder strip, in a good quality photo. Here with zoom. And with a bit more magnification, the stripes are clearly visible. The encoder itself, after desoldering, looks like this. Strap slot, with strap, encoder center. Bisecting it like this is, of course, can be destructive. I did it to show its insides here. The diode and the receiver are clearly visible. But this is not the encoder from the printer being dismantled here, but from another one. I did not desolder it from this printer from the topic. I will come back to the topic of the encoder and its belt. Continuing the teardown of the printer, after removing the rail with the carriage, we can get to the motherboard and the second DC motor, here responsible for paper feeding. In this way, we are practically left with the plastic base of the printer. However, there is another valuable element hidden in the photo above. It is located in the plastic paper tray. Often, it is not even screwed on, but held on by hooks. This is a board with another encoder, here even with a diode symbol, so we know what the pinout is, and that will be all about the teardown. Below is a summary of the demolition. Obtained items, I kept only what I found useful from the printer. The plastic housing and unnecessary metal elements were immediately disposed of. I left only these parts. In the photo, you can see carriage guide with a moving carriage. On the carriage, there is a board with an integrated circuit and a double encoder. On the guide, there is a striped black stripe for the encoder. Two DC motors, one from the ejected paper feeder mechanism, the other from the carriage. Here separately, a button on a separate board on two wires, single loose encoder on a separate board, motherboard from a printer with a USB connector and another encoder, screws. In the above set, there is not a single stepper motor, as I have already found them in the systems from the scanner, and there is no power supply, because this printer had an external power supply that probably did not come from me. Below, I will try to make some of the parts shown here and demonstrate that they can be used for hobby projects. Encoder pinout from carriage. The first thing that interested me was the encoder that allows us to determine the current position of the carriage. The encode.